Good morning, everyone. So on the climate change debate, we know about global warming, right? Celeste?
Right.
Yes. Well, in Congress, there's been a milestone. Call it global lukewarming. Listen to Senator Joe Lieberman.
Our dependence on foreign countries for oil and increasing problems of air pollution lead me to want to get a solution started. So I'm open to talking about something less than the American Power Act, though it's clearly not my first choice.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, he sounds really excited about getting started on a climate change bill there, don't you think?
They call that Joe-mentum, don't they? Isn't that when the Joe-mentum is building?
That's good.
It's about as excited as he gets.
So, I mean, as excited as that sounds, this feels like it's not really going anywhere. Where does climate change legislation, something we were promised by the Obama administration, stand right now?
Well, it's on life support, John, and it has been for a while. But next week is the week, or the week after, is supposed to be the week that we find out on the Senate floor if the Senate can deliver anything on this big campaign promise that Barack Obama issued. Joe Lieberman's bill that he was just talking about there has what most people think climate change legislation was going to be, an economy-wide cap-and-trade system. Utilities, agriculture, cars, factories, you know, manufacturing, all those things out there that generate the hundreds of thousands of tons of carbon that we're spewing into the atmosphere.
Creating a market, creating a market that will set a real price of carbon as opposed to the way we price carbon now. But conservatives call that a carbon tax. So it's going to mean that consumers are going to be paying more.
Exactly. Now, they would ostensibly be paying more. Now, the problem here is what the problem always is in the Senate, especially recently. You don't have 60 votes for it. So what the talk is now, John, is doing something much less ambitious than economy-wide cap and trade, setting a price for carbon and making us sort of realize the price of our pollution. It's doing something much less ambitious. They're talking about just doing utilities only and seeing if they can round up 60 votes for that. This is trying to find the high watermark of what you can get to the floor and get 60 votes on and still try to call it a victory for the president, if you can. Those two things could be mutually exclusive at this point.
If the utilities get involved in some sort of cap and trade just for them, would that be scalable, or would it simply be like a demonstration project, a little more than like a science fair?
Well, that's going to be probably – that probably depends on your point of view. I mean, right now, electric utilities are responsible for about 40% of our carbon generation in this country. So if you're Joe Lieberman or John Kerry, you'd probably say, well, it's a great start. If you're somebody who sees all the rest of the carbon spewing into the atmosphere, not only in this country but around the world, you'd say it's not even a half measure. It's not even a 40% measure. It's really piecemeal. This is the collision of science and politics, of science and votes. And that's right. That's really what would leave out manufacturing and leave out cars, the other biggest generators in our economy right now.
Todd, can I drag you out on a limb here? I really enjoy doing that.
Sure.
Is it possible that this bill would get festooned with all sorts of consumer incentives, solar panels on your roof, passive solar, efficient dryers, these kinds of little stimulus sorts of things that consumers would take advantage of?
Well, it very well could, because those things are a lot less controversial. And in fact, some of those things may be the ticket for this bill to get to the floor. Really what this is an energy bill. And there's going to be stuff on dryers. There's going to be stuff promoting plug-in electric hybrids and electric cars, maybe energy efficient dryers like you mentioned, and also cracking down on BP and new rules on offshore drilling. That's the easy stuff. Everybody wants to be on the right side of that stuff to get that to the floor. So the question is, once that's there and everybody wants to be on the right side of cracking down on BP and getting better plug-in hybrid electric cars, can you get 60 votes for the hard stuff, right? Limiting carbon. That's the question.
Indeed. What side is Todd Zwillick on? Well, if you have an answer for that, call us at 877-8MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. We put him right in the middle of Takeaway's Washington correspondent. Thanks, Todd.
Sure thing, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.